Kibbett finished the 42.195 kilometer race in 2 hours, 15 minutes, 59 seconds. The Kenyan is the first men's marathon world champion from his country in 20 years. Kibbett said that his victory was driven by a promise he made before coming to Osaka.
I'm happy because it's a long time for Kenya to get a gold in marathon. But when I come from Kenya, but I told them I'll go and we are going and then we'll try if we can get a gold in marathon. I'm happy because we have won.
Qatar's Mubarak Hassan Shami took silver 1 minute 19 seconds back, with Switzerland's Victor Rutlin taking the bronze 1 minute 26 seconds behind the winner. In the men's shot put, American Reese Hoffa won the gold medal with a toss of 22 meters 4 centimeters. American Adam Nelson took the silver, while Andrei Mikhnevich of Belarus won the bronze. Hoffa says that he was relieved when the competition was finally over.
I know there's a lot of expectation on myself being the world number one, having the best throw in the world, and pretty much a huge expectation throw at 22 meters. I'm just glad I could execute and win.
Ethiopia's Tirunesh Dababa won the women's 10,000 meters title with a season's best time of 31 minutes 55.41 seconds. Turkey's Elvin Abelegese won the silver, with American Kara Goucher taking the bronze. At one point, the Ethiopian looked like she would drop out because of stomach trouble, but was able to regain her form and eventually sprinted to the win. Speaking through a translator, Dababa said that she could not let down her country.
Yes, I almost interrupted the race, but because I'm representing my country, I just hung in there, but I was feeling very sick.
Three more gold medals are up for grabs on Sunday in the women's shot put, the men's 20-kilometer walk, and the marquee sprint event, the men's 100 meters. At the World Athletics Championships in Osaka, Japan, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.